Welcome to the Midweek Teas with me, Adele Onyango, where I share some random and not too random thoughts on things.
And in this episode, let's dive into this helping thing.
So I was recently having a conversation with someone and we were trying to figure out how to help another person who we deeply love and care for who's navigating a challenge in life. And the person I was talking to was feeling very frustrated because they felt like they were trying to be there for this person who was navigating this challenge and this person was not receptive to their help. And so they were getting frustrated about it. And it really got me thinking. I remember the whole drive home, I was thinking about why do we get frustrated when we try and help someone and they're not accepting or welcoming of the help that we're giving them? Why do we get frustrated? And so I want to share, I think, about three thoughts with you on this. And the first thought is, could you be helping people because it makes you feel better about yourself? So maybe you have a low sense of self-worth. So helping others makes you feel wanted. It makes you feel needed. It may even make you feel better than the person you're helping. And I learned that this situation does exist quite often in a friendship where that friend was the most spectacular friend to me when I was navigating a challenge, but she didn't have the capacity to be a good friend to me when I was either zen or when I was flourishing or going through a success. Then she would fumble and I'd notice like our friendship would become a bit unstable in those spaces. And she just didn't have the capacity to be there for me when things were good. So of course, if this is what's driving you to help someone, right? It's directly linked to your sense of worth. You want to feel needed. You want to feel like I am better than someone, right? Then if they reject or are not welcoming of this help that you're giving them, it's going to bruise your ego. You're going to get a bit pissed off about why are they rejecting this help. And it's probably because it's just triggered your feelings of unworthiness. The second thing is something that I learned in therapy. It was a very bitter pill for me to swallow in therapy. Maybe your help comes with a terrible condescending attitude. So you're helping, but it's because I know better. You know, I've been through this before. Do what I'm saying because my way is the best way. There's no other perspective to listen to, right? And you probably don't mean to be condescending. Maybe it's actually coming from love. That's what I was finding out. I was helping people because I love this person, but I was coming in with a very condescending air and like taking over and commandeering the situation, you know? And I had to accept that everyone's perspective is valid. And we all have different perspectives because we experience life very differently. So just because you've experienced something similar doesn't mean that your experience is the same. And this is something that I learned really well while grieving my mom. And just accepting that everyone who was grieving my mom had a very different relationship with my mom from the relationship I had with her. And so whilst we had lost this person that we had in common, our grief and our process of grieving was going to be very different because of many things. One being that the relationship with the person that we just lost was different. And so I couldn't come in to help someone grieving with the attitude that I know better or we're going through the same thing, so listen to my advice. We're not going through the same thing. It might be similar, but it's definitely not the same. And so the third thing is what I've started doing that I think is making me show up better and with more intention in the relationships that matter to me or for the people that I truly love. And so I've just started asking what would help them in navigating this challenging thing they're navigating. coming from a position of, I really love you and I want to support you through this thing you're going through. How best do you think I can support you? And most of the times, what somebody needs in terms of help is very different from what I thought they needed when I was coming in. You know what I mean? And so if I kept moving with that condescending air, I would think I'm helping, but I'm really not. And asking how somebody wants me to show up for them lets me even know if I have the capacity and helps me even voice the moments where I don't have the capacity to help and say, hey, I don't think I'm able to do that, but maybe I can ask ABCD to chip in. You know what I mean? It allows us to make progress, you know, effective helping. But I found that coming to this realization of asking has even helped me help those around me help me better. It's a bit of a tongue twister. Rewind if you must. Let me say it again. It's helped me help those who want to help me better. And so, for example, I remember a year and a half ago going through a depressive episode, and I'd just come back into the country from a work trip and I couldn't leave my bed. It was a serious depressive episode. I couldn't leave my bed. And I remember telling someone, the help I need? Just stock my fridge. Because I know my body needs certain nutrients, it needs certain foods, and I've not been in the country, and I want to give my physical body what it needs to be able to go through this depressive episode. But I can't leave my bed. And so the help I need is not an encouraging SMS right now. It's you stocking my fridge. And they were like, sure, on it. You know, just recently I went through something that really triggered me. And the help I needed in that moment was someone to cuddle me. It was as simple as that. Like, please, just come. I just need a cuddle. I don't want to be alone. That's all. We don't have to talk about anything. We can be in silence. I just need a cuddle. And so I found even unpacking what's driving me when I'm coming through to help someone has helped me help those who care for me, care for me. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes when you ask the question to the person that you love, who is going through a rough patch and you want to help them, and you ask them, how would you want me to show up? Sometimes they don't know, and that's okay, because then you can brainstorm and say, well, I think maybe if I do this, 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 you know? You know, I think back to when I was grieving my mom, and people think helping is saying things like, it is well, or like, you know those weird cliche things people say that really don't help when somebody's grieving? I still remember two people who did the thing, who helped. Like, that's what I needed. And I possibly couldn't articulate it at the time, but it's definitely the help I needed. One was my Aunt Jane. I needed to eat. I still remember her feeding me like chicken lollipops, holding it to my mouth. Right? Because that's how distraught by grief I was. And the second is my Auntie Betty. I remember because I wasn't eating, I probably wasn't hydrating, I was having migraines, I kind of had this strong painkillers by my bed. And I just still remember her checking in every day and like swiping those painkillers like, nope, you are not going to be like medicating during this period, which is help I needed. I did not need to hear, it is well, it is God's plan, and all those things. These two people, without me even having to articulate it, knew what I needed, the help, and they swung into action. And so now, I mean, I'm doing a much better job in communicating how, what help I need. But it does seem to be more effective, I've found, to number one, ask yourself, what is driving you to help someone? Could it be attached to your feelings of not worthiness? Because then you're going to get pretty frustrated when they don't welcome the help you're giving them. And two, maybe just ask. Ask how somebody wants you to show up for them.
Thanks for listening to The Midweek Tease, a Legally Clueless Africa production. Episodes go out every Wednesday, and you can learn more about us by going to legallycluelessafrica.com.